This is number 25252.
25252?
Would you identify yourself for the record again, sir?
Oh, Captain John Laughlin from the Manchester Police Department.
A summary of your case, Captain?
This case, the appellant applied for a pistol permit in May of 2024 and was denied due to suitability for a serious juvenile offense arrest in which he was involved in an armed robbery in which a round was fired from the weapon during the robbery. And the gun subsequently located in the appellant's room. So based on that, that occurred in January of 2019. Based on that, we still uphold the denial.
And Captain, from the records provided to the board, I believe it appears that the appellant has a mixed hit.
Correct.
For the SJO, which would make him federally prohibited, thus prohibited from that.
Correct.
Oh, is it right? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Is it a mixed hit?
Yeah, there's a mixed hit, yes. It's in the record.
Yes.
Would you like to explain to the appellant?
Well, let the attorney, he's more articulate.
So you currently have a mixed hit, right?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
A NICS, N-I-C-S. So technically, when there's a national instant criminal history check, you have an indicator that says that you're prohibited from having a firearm by federal law. Okay, so what happens now is we're unable to actually give you a permit at this time, okay? Because you're prohibited by federal law. So you could either go forward with your case today, we would at the end just say, you can't have one because we don't have the authority to give you a permit at this point. We'd have to have this removed from the system. I'm assuming based on the dates, and there's no expiration on this, right? I don't know if you heard the previous case where the individual who had the mixed hit, it ended in 2030. This says NA, which means this is forever until you have it removed. Okay, so you're going to have to petition to have this removed or else it's always going to be active, it's always going to be in there and you won't be able to possess firearms, okay?
So what needed to be removed?
So there's an indicator in the federal system under NICS, right? You're going to have to contact an attorney in order to help them through the process or go it on your own way to have it removed from the system. That's basically it.
A state pardon would not solve this?
I'm assuming it's part of a juvenile record because of the dates of when it happened. You would have to go through NICS to have it wiped that way. And they'll probably indicate to them how to get a pardon from the juvenile court in order to have that removed from your juvenile record. Because there's certain juvenile offenses, if they're of a serious nature, that prevent you from having a firearm. Especially when they reached a violent felony level.
So how come I was granted a youthful offender and my record was expunged?
Either way, the federal government says you can't have a firearm, is what I'm saying, right? So we have an indicator.
The youthful offender thing is a state process.
Yes.
We're talking about a federal process.
Okay, so I was wondering, so when they ran the FBI background check, how come nothing came up?
We're just assuming it occurred when you were a juvenile.
Uh-huh.
And so what happened is when you were a juvenile, you were convicted of something.
Right.
That it appears had a sentence of more than a year.
I didn't get it.
No, it means it's possible.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, that's what happened, but the sentence for that.
Doesn't mean you served a year or something.
The conviction of that or the sentence for that offense could be more than a year, which federally prohibits you from having a firearm. So you're going to, we recommend you have to find an attorney that could help you back.
Okay.
That removed from the system.
So remove it from the.
My juvenile system, juvenile, right?
No, not federal system.
Federal.
Oh.
I want to write it down, it's NICS.
NICS, oh, yes, NICS.
Yeah, if you go to buy a gun, they run you through that system.
Okay.
And that's what would show up on the register.
Okay.
So for our purposes today, we could go through a hearing, but at the end of it, we have to deny you. So instead of having that denial on your record, you can withdraw this appeal.
Okay.
And then try and solve it.
Okay.
And then I'll have to reapply?
You would have to reapply it later.
Yes, once you get it removed.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gotta.
Where do you live now?
East Hartford.
Yeah, so you'd have to apply in East Hartford. He couldn't give you the permit today anyway.
Because you don't live in Manchester.
Because you don't, you no longer live in Massachusetts, Manchester.
Okay, and this is an ICS, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So would you like to the town?
You would like to withdraw your appeal today?
Yes. So would it take forever for him to apply again to get his permit?
You have to wait till you get that mix removed.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Okay.
Apply to the town.
And make sure it's the town you live in.
Yeah, because actually, we couldn't have.
Okay.
Heard the case today.
Heard you today because.
Of the FBI, yeah.
Well, no, Manchester and that, I mean, East Hartford.
East Hartford. Okay, that's fine, no problem. All right, thank y'all.
So I'm not denied, right?
You.